the economy, they would at least treat those they continue to employ with some consideration. But Silicon Valley's famous table tennis and smoothies perks don't extend to the blue-collar jobs in the region. Reports have detailed how Tesla workers have faced safety risks, including injuries that the company didn't properly report. Excessive hours, Red Bulls were reportedly handed out to workers to keep them on their feet, and filthy conditions. Some workers allegedly had to move through a raw sewage spill to keep the assembly lines going. The United Auto Workers has accused Tesla of union-busting tactics, and in March, the National Labor Relations Board filed a second complaint against the company. Such erosion of labor standards and job displacement is a concern across all of America's industries, of course. But high-tech companies are making the displacement of humans a central mission and executing it with stunning efficiency. Silicon Valley could be a big contributor to a manufacturing rebirth in the United States, says Chuck Darra, an anthropology professor at San Jose State University in the heart of Valley, who studies the region's high-tech industry. But so much of it now is about automation, and the price of robots in the United States is pretty much the same as in China and in Mexico. In other words, labor may be cheaper overseas, but robots aren't. So why not just replace workers with smart machines and build it here? So where does that leave American workers who lose their jobs? Many of Silicon Valley's successful insiders favor a universal basic income scheme in which the government would send everyone in America a monthly check for around $2,000. People here understand that if they can't find a solution to the job loss they're causing, they could face a civil uprising, says Reset Securities Lackey. They're so worried about it that they're also buying houses in the middle of nowhere, like New Zealand or...